This is the Telstra AFL Trade Radio Podcast. Subscribe now on iTunes.
So we'll go down to Mitch Cleary on the floor there, who is part of the crew there to speak with Simon Lethlean, footy operations boss of the Saints.
Of getting all the deals done, but the fact that you've got it done got to be a pretty big feather in your cap.
Yeah, we targeted five players that I guess in the end confirmed they wanted to come and got them all done. It took a fair bit of time. Took a lot of hard work from James Gallagher, bit of experience from Gabby to help, you know, steer the ship and stay calm. And it's just good momentum for our club to have players wanting to come of that calibre. And we moved some players out. We had to not win every deal to get them all done, but got them done, so we're thrilled.
Brad Hill was the linchpin. Did you have to get more than what you would like?
I guess we look at the sum of all the parts in the end. We started off with pick 6, 59 and 65, I think. So we gave a bit to get Hilly in the end, but before that we got pick 10 back, and we got Dougal Howard and Paddy Ryder, and finished off with Jones and Butler. So we gave some more along the way, but in the end we had nothing at the start. So we weren't too fussed about having to win every deal. Freo deserved a good deal for Brad Hill. He's a very good player. He's got 2 years to go on his contract. He'll be massive for us under the roof here at Marvel. So we're happy to pay a good deal to get that done, because it's the right thing to do to get a good player.
Should Saints fans view this trade period as a sign of intent for your club, that you're not going to accept mediocrity and you want to improve and improve quickly?
We certainly want to improve. We've got a new coach, a new list manager who's done a good job. We're a team that's now there and ready, and the big appetite to improve and play finals footy. So, we think we're on the march a bit now to have momentum with membership and a solid fan base that expects we'll have a crack and that we'll be true to our word, and we'll when we give deadlines, we stick to them, and we wanted to get a lot of stuff done. We got it all done. So they should be proud of the work that James Gallagher's done to give us a chance to be really competitive. You don't like saying goodbye to any of your players. I don't feel for Blake insofar as he's gone home and has a 3-year deal with some security. But you do have to give something to improve. And in the end, Blake had the same management as Brad. He knew a week ago that it might happen. Freo didn't show any intent until really late about that. So disappointed we couldn't have given Blake more time to digest it, but he certainly had the same management group who knew it might happen.
What's your coach say about this
whole pretty chuffed? Yeah, Rats is a pretty positive guy, as you know, and he's thrilled that we can bring in players of that calibre. You know, we've now got a second ruck to play and help Marshall get better, to be a senior Indigenous player with our 5 or 6 Indigenous boys now. We've got speed we're after, Zach Jones, Butler and Hill. Hill's got the biggest engine in the comp. He's got a roof here to play under 13 or 14 times. And we think Butler's going to add the pace, class, premiership, passion and standards that we need. So, yeah, Rats is pumped, and so should all our fans be, and so is the playing group. We've already had messages from Dylan Robinson, who's a new recruit as well, about how exciting it's going to be, and Jaron Geary, who wants to play finals as captain. So, yeah, the boys are pumped, and so they should be.
Good, man. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Simon.
Simon Lethlean, footy operations boss of the St Kilda Footy Club. And